The following Women's Spaces show was recorded on Monday, February 5th, 2024.
The woman in your life will do what she must do to comfort you and calm you down and let you rest now. The woman in your life, she can rest so easily. She does everything you do, because the woman in your life is you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Women's Spaces. My name is Elaine B. Holt, and I'm your host. And hey, listen, we're live, and when you're live, anything can happen. I'm really excited about today's show. You know, beautiful, beautiful rainy day in Sonoma County. I hope everybody's all hunkered up and just listening to the radio. And joining me in the studio here is my partner, my co-producer, my engineer, Ken Norton. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Elaine.
Boy, it's interesting being live, to be honest with you. Well, I'm really excited about today's show. Joining me on the phone will be Diva Marie Proto, and I think if you can get her on the line, Ken, we'll do that, get her on pretty quickly. She's the Sonoma County Clerk, Recorder, Assessor, Register of Voters, and I'll tell you, I am just crazy about Diva. She's one of the best, I think of all the counties, I think we have one of the best voter registrator. I first met Diva when she was first running for office the first time, and she, as far as I'm concerned, has done a fabulous job for our county. We'll be talking about the mailers folks will receive and when they're going to get their ballots, and also the up-and-coming election. And we're going to talk about, you know, just general information, you know, kind of get people up to par about what it's like to vote, when the pamphlets are coming. And I have a few questions because I was a little confused. Also joining me in the studio, I have two special guests from the Sonoma County League of Women Voters, Donna Roper, who's the president. I'm happy to see them right across from me. And Therese Scherer. She's a voter services chair of the Sonoma County chapter. They will be giving us a bit of history about the league and talk about some of the upcoming events to help us make informed choices. And what we do when we vote. We're going to vote on March 5th. I mean, we have a primary, and also we're voting for senators, assembly, all kinds of wonderful things are on the ballot this year. And we'll be talking about some of their upcoming Zooms. And what's really, really thrilling to me about this year is that the League of Women Voters is actually going to be doing a series of programs on civics. You know, give us some idea of what we are, what we're all about here in the United States, and why we vote, and why it's important to vote, and the whole history behind voting. Well, you know, every once in a while when all of a sudden something goes wrong with the, you know, all of a sudden I'm not coming on, I get a little excited, so I got to calm myself down, just be a little bit relaxed. You know, this is Black History Month, and it's important. You know, what's so interesting about right now, here we are, Black History Month, and also right in the middle of you know, Black History Month, and Dr. Martin Luther King was really big on voting. I mean, when he had a meeting with President Johnson at the time, Johnson was making all kinds of deals with him. You know, we can do this, Martin, we can do that, Martin. And Martin Luther King says, no, no, Lyndon, we want the vote. If we don't have the vote, we're nothing. So I want to read a little quote before I bring Diva on. I have come to see more and more that one of the most decisive steps that the Negro can take is that little walk to the voting booth. That is an important step. We've got to gain the ballot, and through that, we will gain political power. Now, just listen to this. It is an important step. We've got to gain the ballot, and through that, gain political power. People don't recognize that our vote is so important, because that's what a democracy is all about. And, you know, you hear on and on, oh, your vote doesn't count. You know, why even bother? Well, it's really interesting. If our vote did not count, why do they do so many different things so we can't vote or make it hard for people to vote, or people don't understand what they're voting for? And I always say, watch the ads. Always ask yourself one question. Is that ad for me, or is it for somebody that's putting a lot of money behind that ad? So you have a little bit better idea of who you're voting for and why you're voting for when you start thinking about these things. Well, our history is our strength, you know, and For today's show, we're going to do it a little bit different. I usually do the segment on Our History is Our Strength, but instead of that, I'm going to bring Diva Proto on the phone right now. Diva, are you there?
Hey, hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good. Still trying to stay dry from last night.
Well, I'm really happy to have you on the phone, and I'm really happy to talk to you about what's going on in our county, about the voting and all the different things that we have to entail here. So let's start just a little bit. Let's talk about this election, what's going on all across the nation, and what folks need to know about our elections, our dates, and our protocol. Is that okay with you?
Absolutely.
Okay, so to begin with, tell us just a little bit about you. What inspired you? What inspired you all of a sudden to become so involved with voting and wanting to be the voter registrar here in Sonoma County?
Well, I just was a part of a department. I was the chief deputy clerk recorder, and you know the position was becoming open, so I decided to run for it, and very glad I did. I really love what we do. We have a number of amazing divisions, so the clerk recorder, assessor, and registrar of voters. But it definitely gets very exciting with registrar of voters as we get towards election time, and it's great to know that we're serving the community and, you know, open and transparent and doing our absolute best job to make sure that everything's working smoothly.
Well, you know, across the country, there's so many complaints about the voting and you can't find a place to vote, etc. What are some of the challenges that you have met as registrar here in Sonoma County? There may be one or two.
I think locations is absolutely a challenge that we deal with every time. You know, we have 4-day vote centers and 11-day vote centers. So sometimes that's really hard for community buildings to allow us to use a room for 4 days. And we're very lucky that we have a supportive community around here. And then, of course, it's been very difficult the last few years just with the number of people who really do doubt everything and are kind of aggressively questioning everything and not understanding necessarily the differences between different states, the fact that we have to follow state law. It's not really a lot of county decisions. A lot of it has to do with the state leadership. So,
well, you know, I have the two ladies here from the League of Women Voters, and we're going to be talking about the civics class they're going to be having, and I'm really excited about that, and I hope that clarifies things for people. I mean, to my listeners, I really encourage when we have the second half of the show that you really listen to what these women have to say and really participate and go to the civics class. Even though you think you know something, you'd be surprised how much we don't know. So it's very important that we do participate. Well, let's do the first question. Question here that I have for you. I got two pamphlets, you know, and I was so confused because, especially when we got the primary election county, I was looking for where's the president, you know, and all of a sudden I start reading it. So, can you explain a little bit why the presidents are not on the primary election pamphlet, and also what's the purpose of the Sonoma County Voter Information Guide, and why is it important that people utilize them and read them?
Absolutely. So most people will receive two guides unless you've signed up to opt out and receive an email copy of our local one. But the Sonoma County Information Guide, both of them have been recently sent out. One is our local guide, so that will have the state senators, state assembly, the county supervisors, the judges, the measures, all the information that you need to vote in this county. And then the other one is the state guide, which is for all the full statewide things where everybody's being sent the same information. So that'll have information about the one state proposition that we have in this election and then also the U.S. Senate race. The state does not print the presidential statements in their voter information guide. If the candidate has paid, it is posted online at the Secretary of State's website.
Oh, so people can read the information on the Secretary of State's website. So
yes.
you just put that into the computer, Secretary of State California?
Yes, and then they'll have information about the March 2024 election.
So actually, we're having a primary then. So our voting is twofold. One, we have the primary where we're deciding who's going to be representing the Democrats or the Republicans. And then the second part of it is all the other officers that are running, like, for example, State Assembly and all these other – these are actual elections that we're appointing the people.
It's still the primary. So it will for county supervisor, if somebody gets over 50% of the vote, then the election would go would be finished. But for the assembly and state senate races, those are going to be the top two. We'll proceed to the general election in November.
Oh, okay. So they're kind of like the president. They're the primary to decide who's going to be representing the two parties, correct?
Except for the state ones will be just top two. So it's not necessarily party. It's just the top two vote getters.
Oh, that
regardless of party. So you may have two Republicans, you may have two Democrats that face off in November, or you might have a different configuration of parties.
So once again, you're letting us know it's very important to get out there and vote.
Yes. Okay. This election will determine who's on the ballot in November for all these different races.
Well, you know, it's so discouraging sometimes you're especially listening to YouTube, all the different opinions, you know, that I just feel so confident in our county that it runs a lot smoother than in many, many other places. But it's very interesting about all the questioning. Do you find that more and more people are calling your office trying to find out what's going on?
Yes, I think there's a lot of questions and people hear things, especially about other states that don't apply here. Or they'll hear something or read something online that, you know, there isn't in-person voting and that's been taken away. And, you know, so they'll call concerned and we'll explain that, no, that's not the case. We'll always have in-person voting. And but just a lot of misinformation out there. So we try to combat it as much as we can. And we have a lot of great community partners like the League of Women Voters and other organizations that really help us try to get those messages out.
Well, I'm telling you, I have a lot of confidence in our thing. I actually worked the polls for about 5 years, so I know how important it is, and I know how they take care of it, and it all the different procedures they go through. In fact, I would recommend if people are interested in working at the polls that they call the Register of Voters office and maybe volunteer. I know there's a little stipend that you get, and it's really a learning experience. And I think the fact that we do live in a democracy, that we the people do vote, I think it's important that people understand how the vote happens. So let's go in. When are they going to start mailing out the ballots? When Ken and I were driving down, he said that he read in the paper that the absentee ballots are going to be sent out. What about the regular ballot?
Those are the regular ballots. So we just have vote by mail ballots, and really, and you can choose to vote by mail ballot. You can choose to come in and get an in-person ballot, but they are the same. So ballots do go out this week, so we let people know if they haven't received them in the next 10 days, give us a call. But those should be hitting the mail stream today. If you're signed up for tracking your ballot through the Secretary of State, you should get a text alert or an email. And if you're not, you can sign up for that at wheresmyballot.sos.ca.gov.
Oh, great. And that'll be we'll post that on the website, www.womenspaces.com, if people didn't catch that. Well, you know, it's really interesting about voting. I mean, I know when my grandmother was in this country 30 years before she voted, and we all lived like within 12 blocks of each other. So when grandma went to the polls, I think I was about 9 years old at the time, when grandma went out to the polls, you know, and all of a sudden went into the booth, everybody was crying and cheering. I mean, you think the Queen of England was going into that booth. And then when she got out, I asked her, I said, Grandma, why is this so important? And she says, well, I'm an American now. Now I can vote and I don't have to fear anything anymore. And it was such an amazing thing. I mean, we don't recognize the value of voting. I mean, there are still countries that are struggling for that. And here we are questioning it all over the place. Amazing. Well, When people get their ballots, how will they know where to vote? I mean, if they decide to vote in person, and what is the protocol for sending in your absentee ballots? I mean, what do you suggest?
So it's totally up to the voter what they want to do, what they feel most comfortable with. So like I said, the ballots are going out today. You can return it by mail. You can use one of our official ballot drop boxes. We have 21 of them around the county, so there's one in a community near you. And you can also choose to vote in person or return your vote by mail ballot in person at any of our vote centers across the county. So we do have a list of the ballot drop boxes and the vote centers in the voter information guide. We have it posted online, and then it's also in the ballot packet that you'll receive.
Well, you know, Diva, when I listen to you talk and I hear all the information you give folks, there's no excuse. There is no excuse for not voting. I mean, Ken and I, what we do is we take all our pamphlets. You know, we do the mail-in. We get all our pamphlets. We sit around the table. We have a cup of tea and a little snack, and we just discuss all the different things. And if we're confused, we have a few friends that we call. It takes about maybe 2 hours of your time. But, you know, in those 2 hours, you have to recognize that you are voting. This is your statement. This is what you believe in. This is who you want to see represent you. It's very, very important. Well, Diva, this has been a wonderful interview. I'm going to give you last words. You know, anything you'd like to share with our listeners, any information, please give us your website and how they get a hold of you, and anything that you would like to share with our listening audience.
Absolutely. So hopefully all of your questions can be answered if you go to our website at socovotes.org. socovotes.org. And we'll have information up there about the voter information guides, maps that you can look up for the drop boxes and vote centers, information about the no party preference voting and crossover ballots if you are a no party preference voter. We like to remind people that this primary election is the only one that's every 4 years where the presidential candidates that you receive will be based on your party. So you will only see candidates that your party is nominating for president. Everything else will be the same. You'll see all parties for any of the California races. But we always get questions about the presidential portion of it.
I noticed when I counted, there were 21 people running for president. Is that still true?
It depends on the party.
Right, the party. Well, Diva Proto, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being on Women's Spaces, for sharing the information about voting. Remember, March 5th, we're all going to be going to the polls, and maybe we'll have you on maybe the first Monday in March and see if we can give a little bit more information. But I want to thank you and wish you much, much success with this election season.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And, yes, I'd be happy to come on.
Well, thank you so much, and have a wonderful, wonderful day.
All right. You as well. Thank you.
Oh, what a great interview. We are so lucky to have not only such a wonderful person, but so articulate and so well informed to let us know what's going on. And I'm going to say it again. There is no excuse for not voting. It is, they've made it so simple for us. I mean, we don't even have to leave our house. One of the things that I do is I like to go down to the voter registration and drop it, you know, give it to them because they give you a little sticker, I voted. And I save those little stickers. I have them on my notebook every time I vote. It's a very exciting time. Well, we are going to take a musical break, and you know, it's Black History Month, and our history is our strength. And I thought what I'm going to do for Black History Month is every Monday I'm going to be presenting, as far as history goes, I'm going to be talking about two black women who made a big impression on the world, so to speak, who stood up for their people. And for today's program, I want to dedicate the show to Rosa Parks. Rosa Parks was a woman who refused to get off the bus. Actually, she I call her the mother of civil rights in a way, because if she had not stood up the way she did that day, we would not have had all the voting changes and all the other things that happened for African American people. And then the second person I want to honor today is Maya Angelou. And she did this wonderful, wonderful poem. It's called I Am a Phenomenal Woman. And I thought, in having Diva Proto on the phone and then my two women here from the League of Women Voters, I thought this would be a great song to play, because we are phenomenal women. You know, if you just look at the things that women have made, how they have progressed. I mean, just think of what's happening right now, that about 80% judges are women. I mean, it's amazing. I was thinking about former President Trump going before all these women with some of the things that he says. And it's just an amazing thing to see so many women in power. And, you know, we have to work hard to keep it, because we're losing it on many, many, on many, many levels. And the most important thing is that's why you pay attention to who you vote for. So we're going to go ahead and play Phenomenal Woman by Maya Angelou. And when we return, I will be talking. I'm really excited. I'm going to be talking. Let's see. Where's my notes? For heaven's sakes, Elaine, you're really not organized today. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Donna Roper, who's the president, and Therese Scherer, who is the service chair of the Sonoma County chapter of the League of Women Voters. So let's go ahead, Ken. Let's play Phenomenal Woman, and then we will be back.
Phenomenal Woman. Many people wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model size. When I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally. I walk into a room just as cool as you please, and to a man the fellows stand or fall down on their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes, the flash of my teeth, the swing in my waist, the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they say they still can't see. I say, it's in the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breasts, the grace of my style. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Now you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud. I say, it's in the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palms of my hands, the need for my care, because I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman. That's my mother and all your mothers, and my grandmothers, and your grandmothers, and my great-grandmothers, and your greats, and my great-greats, and your, and all you women, and me.
Oh, I just love Maya Angelou. I just love her. You know, she was a definitely a voice for the black community. She was a black writer and activist. She left a legacy with her large body of work. And I just love this one poem that just, here we are. We are phenomenal women. And, you know, that's why we do the pledge every month. You know, about our self-esteem does not depend on anything outside of us. It depends on our relationship with ourselves and our higher power. That's what a phenomenal woman believes. She knows that she has that within her. It's very, very important. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz. And without further ado, I want to introduce my two guests that are here at the studio with me. I have Donna Roper. She's the president, and Therese Scherer. She's the voter service chair of the Sonoma County League of Women Voters. And we're going to be talking about what's going on with them and how they're contributing to help make voting a lot easier and to help inform our public. So welcome. Welcome, ladies. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, you know, before we begin, you know, I was going to have folks. Usually, I have people give me a bio, but why don't you just, Donna? Let's start with you. You're the president of the League of Voters. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I actually worked in the nonprofit field most of my life, and worked for the YMCA for 25 years, and moved to Sonoma County, worked for the Volunteer Center, worked for a camp for kids who had cancer, and then ended up in Guerneville at River to Coast Children's Services. So I've always been an activist. I've always been involved in politics and what's going on in the community, and so working with the League of Women Voters was a nice fit for me.
Well, what got you involved?
Actually, I was going to talk about that because when I was working with River to Coast Children's Services, we were working with a lot of Hispanic moms who didn't vote. Although they were eligible to vote, they didn't vote. And when I questioned them, they were not concerned about who to vote for, but more about the logistics of it, the intimidation of walking through that door, and what happens when you go through that door, what do you have to do, and what goes on. And I realized that, you know, people just aren't informed about that. And then so I started working with the league, and we went into some of the high schools to register kids, and the same issue was there. The kids wanted to know, what happens when you walk through the door? So I thought the league had a big role to play in encouraging people to vote and taking away that intimidating factor.
Well, that's so inspiring to hear that. I think it's so important that people get involved. I know that Cherry Chapman, who was a really powerful suffragette, was the one who actually started the league, and her whole purpose of it was exactly what you said, that here women were getting the first time to vote, and what do we do?
Right.
You know, like I talked about my grandma, we had a walker, and, you know, what did she do? And then walking out. So thank you so much for sharing that. And tell us a little bit about yourself, Therese. Tell us a little bit about you, how you got involved, and what is the service? Your title is, you're this service, you're the voter service chair. What is that all about?
Sure. So I got involved probably 30 years ago when I lived in Atlanta, Georgia. And for similar reasons to Donna, I was aware of the need for information and education to get out to voters. And so I have, in each town I've lived in, I've been involved in the League of Women Voters over a period of time. And it is always an enriching and rewarding experience, both personally and the networks that I've built through that work just for myself, but also all the lives you can touch by educating and informing people that on one of their most important decisions they make. So that's what's driven me. I had encouragement throughout my growing up time from my parents to be involved in the community. And through my education in communications and social policy and work in public, corporate, and nonprofits, I learned just how important it is to be sure to vote myself, but also encourage others.
Why do you say it's the most important, a very important decision? What does that mean?
The folks who lead us in elected office make decisions on behalf of us, and we need to be part of those decisions. And our best place to express our voice is through our vote.
Yeah, I think people don't recognize that when they say my vote doesn't matter. I think we kind of get programmed in that area, and we don't recognize, like I said at the beginning of the show, if our vote didn't matter, why are they always doing so many different things to try, you know, gerrymandering and all the other stuff that they do to make it more difficult for us, especially the last few elections have been very, very interesting to me. Well, talk a little bit about the league. Talk about what you're doing, and I know there's some important events that are going on, but Donna, why don't you start as president? What are some of your responsibilities, and what is the league doing right now?
Well, Teresa's going to talk a little bit about our current, with the primary coming up. She's going to talk about that. But we're basically still continuing the things that Cherry Chapman started 104 years ago. We want to inform the voters. We want to educate them. We want to encourage registration. And we want to make sure that people have access to the polls. One of the reasons that I worked with this Latina group was being able to vote was going to help them with childcare issues, with minimum wage issues. And then now when we go into the high schools, it's the same idea. We try to bring it down to this very local issue. Yes, everybody talks about the presidential campaign, and that's what's in the newspaper all the time. But when we vote locally, that's what really affects people's lives. And so we continue to encourage people to register, to get to the polls, and then to be informed about what they're going to vote on.
What's your thoughts?
So I'll share some of the current things we're working on, because it's a very intense season when it's the primary election or the general election for League of Women Voters, because we try our best to bring the candidates and the propositions forward to the voters so that they can learn, so that they can see one-on-one and ask questions of the candidates. So to do that, we hold candidates' forums. So right now we're holding two forums for the Board of Supervisors, District 1 and District 3. So those are Sonoma County-wide elections or district-wide elections. We held one candidate forum last week, and one will be this Wednesday. And so at those forums, we provide an opportunity for the audience, the voting public audience, to ask questions. And we also have prepared questions that we ask the candidates to hit on topics that are specific to their districts and some that are countywide. So those two things are coming up. We also do pros and cons, which is pros and cons, which is an analysis of the propositions. So right now, we're looking at a statewide proposition called Proposition 1 that affects mental health funding, and also Measure H, which is a countywide measure regarding enhanced fire protection services. So the pros and cons team looks at the details of those. It tells us what a yes vote means and what a no vote means, because oftentimes the language of the propositions is very confusing. So we unbundle that for people. We show what it means to vote yes on something and what it means to vote no, who's supporting the proposition, who's opposing it, and just a whole explanation of what is behind each of the measures or propositions on a ballot. So we've got candidates' forums. We've got those pros and cons. We have a voter information service called Vote411. It's an online national listing, but for us locally, the League of Women Voters keeps that up to date with the candidate information, with the proposition information, so that voters in our county can go to vote411.org and look up information. Another similar service to that is called Ballotpedia. So those are both places where people can get information about the propositions and the candidates. In addition, we're doing the civics class that's coming up. It's three sessions throughout February and March, and Donna's going to go into more detail on that.
Well, I just want to ask you a question before we go into the civics, which I can't believe how thrilled I am. I can't wait to sign up and take it. Talk about you're going to have a candidates forum this week. When is that going to happen?
That forum is on Wednesday night, February 7th at 6:30. It's a Zoom. It's virtual. So you just you can log in to our league website, League of Women Voters, SonomaCounty.org. And there's a link there. There's a calendar and a link that takes you right into the Zoom webinar. You don't have to register. It's an hour and a half long. And this Wednesday, there will be two candidates that are vying for the District 3 seat, and that's Chris Corsi and Omar Medina.
Well, that's going to be – that's a little – people need to tune in. And then I believe the first one you gave was Linda Hopkins is running for a second term, or is this her third term?
The District 1 is actually a race between Rebecca Hermosillo and John Matthew.
Oh.
So Linda Hopkins is running unopposed.
Right. Oh.
So we won't have a forum for her.
Mm-hmm. Now you see here, I didn't even know that. Even though I get all the information, I do all the research, and did not know that there were two other people running. I knew I had an idea that Chris Corsi, but I didn't know that he was running opposed.
Much to know. And in fact, as Therese talks about Prop 1, if you get your primary pamphlet. It's about 30 pages just on Prop 1. Now, who's going to read 30 pages?
Not
it's
me.
Just nobody is. And even those of us who are very involved in this don't want to read 30 pages of that. That's why the pros and cons forum is so important. And with the pandemic, you know, we're all panicked, like, how are we, you know, we can't get people together. We can't have these supervisorial debates anymore. What are we going to do? But Zoom has really increased our capacity to get the information out to people. So not only is it that evening on Wednesday, but you can then go to our YouTube channel and see it later on. But watch it at your convenience at any time that you want to. And fast forward if you don't want to see the whole thing.
Ignorance is no longer an excuse.
Well.
No, seriously. Because oftentimes, I mean, that's how I used to feel. I used to feel so frustrated because you got to read this stuff. And I know Ken goes through everything. He reads it. He marks it up.
We love people like Ken.
Right? But I'm not inclined that way. So that's a good point. So it's very important, and that you don't even have, you just go into the League of Women Voters Facebook or website?
Website.
Or either one, actually. You can access it both ways.
Right, yes. Click your little thing and you're right on there. Will there be room for questions and answers, or do you have people submit questions before they come on?
We invite the audience to submit questions through the Zoom webinar. So there's a Q&A feature, and people can put in their questions. They can send us questions ahead of time to elections@lwvsonoma.org. And so we are very open to their questions, although we do have some prepared, clearly, so that we can conduct the forum. But we are always open to questions from the public. We ask that they be nonpartisan in nature, that they don't attack anyone, and that they are appropriate to the level of the office that we're looking at.
Oh, great. So we're going to take a quick musical break before we go into civics, if that's okay with you, Donna. And then we're going to talk about the classes and the Zooms on that. We're going to play a fun song. It's called My Vote, My Voice. And then when we return, we will be talking with Donna Roper, who is the president of the League of Women Voters, and
Therese Scherer,
who is the service coordinator for voting. It's just wonderful. So let's go ahead, Ken. Let's play that song real quick. Play maybe two or maybe a minute and a half, and then we'll be back. My vote is my voice. I mean, when you really think about it, I mean, there are countries where they don't allow voting. You know, it's really a privilege when you start thinking about it. And also, beyond being a privilege to vote, it's an obligation you know, because this is your country, our country, and we are voting for the people who are making decisions for us. And, you know, when people complain about certain political people or certain officers in the community and stuff like that, I ask him, did you vote? And if they say no, I say, I don't want to hear from you. I don't want to hear your complaints, because if you're complaining, why aren't you voting? Why aren't you finding out who's running and what they're saying and what they're offering us is very, very important. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine Behold. And with me in the studio right across from me is Donna Roper, who is the president of the League of Women Voters, and also Therese Scherer, who is the service chair of the Sonoma County chapter. And go ahead. You have a few more things to say, a few more announcements to let people know. So go ahead.
Sure. I wanted to be sure to remind folks, if you're not registered, you can still get registered either online, by mail, or in person. And you have until February 20th to register online or by mail, and till March 5th to do in person, day of the election. The other item I wanted to mention is that there's a lot of information available through the California State Bar Association regarding the judicial elections. That's an area that they really focus energy on, and their information is top-notch. Almost everything that we direct you to will be the Registrar of Voters for Sonoma County or our own website to find all these links. So we are at lwvsonoma.org.
And everything that you're saying today, we will also post on Women's Spaces, www.womenspaces. Well, now we're at the second part of our show, and we're going to talk about this program about civics. And first, Donna, before you tell us about the program, what inspired it? What all of a sudden is someone had a flash and says, we got to do this? How did that happen?
Yes, Judy Coleman, one of our board members, just got very enthusiastic about this. She realized, as we were going out talking to people, that maybe people needed a refresher course on civics. Most of us had something when we were in high school or college.
When I was in high school, you couldn't graduate unless you passed the civics.
But that changed, right? So I went to school in the late 60s in high school, and it was, you know, becoming more progressive, and you could take any class you wanted to take. Kids had a lot more control. And so I think a lot of people missed out on this, or we've forgotten those classes, which for me was quite a few years back. So, so Judy came up with this great idea, and she worked very hard to get the three speakers who are going to come and do these classes. Again, they're all on Zoom, and they'll be recorded so you can watch them later. But it's probably better to go ahead and register right away. They're all free. Again, go on our website, and you can register right there. So the first one is going to be tomorrow night, February 6th. And starts at 6. David McCune, we're so lucky to have him. He's a doctorate professor at Sonoma State. Really wonderful speaker, so involved and so smart. He's written a few books. And so I think he will be a really, really great speaker to hear. He's going to talk about California state government and how it works. And so I think that will be a great start. And then Judy was very smart about transitioning to the next one, which is February 20th, also at 6 p.m., with Logan Pitts, and he's going to talk about how an idea becomes a law, which, you know, a lot of people don't realize how long it takes for our representatives to work out things and compromise, which is a great word, and get something done in government. And then the third one is locally, how city and county government work on March 12th, and that's going to be Steve Rabinowitz, who is a professor at Santa Rosa Junior College, also another great speaker and well-respected in the community. So those three speakers, I think, are going to be very informative. And again, because it's on Zoom, you can be, you know, washing your dishes or doing whatever while you're listening and learning. So we encourage people to sign up for that. You do have to register in order to get the link, but it's very easy to do that on the website.
Are people going to be able to ask questions, or is it just a straight lecture? How is it going to
be? I think it's more of a straight lecture, but there will be an opportunity to follow up either with the league or with the instructors at a later time.
Yeah, so I suggest while people are listening, they have a notepad. They have a notepad and a pen, you know,
just like you
notes,
did in school.
just to remember certain things.
Yes.
So give those dates again.
Okay, so tomorrow night, February 6th, 6 p.m. Tuesday, February 20th, 6 p.m. And Tuesday, March 12th, 6 p.m. So we're trying to be consistent there.
No, I think it's just, I think people should take advantage of the opportunity. I mean, you'd be surprised how little you know. And in knowing, I think it brings up a lot for you, especially to understand the importance of voting. And I really like that you brought up the fact about the judges, about when they can go onto the website and learn more about who's running for judges. Because I never, to be honest with you, I never paid attention to the judges until all of a sudden this whole thing that's going on right now with all these different things that are happening with our former president, and all of a sudden you realize, the judges have impact. And when they talk, they say, well, this is a Republican appointed judge, or this is a Democrat. And I think to myself, wait a minute, we the people vote, and how many years, I never thought of it. And so it's very important that we pay attention to this. Go ahead.
So the California Bar Association has a candidates forum coming up with the judges on February 8th.
Oh, so they ought to be talking. Oh, so you'll have, give me that information. We'll put that on our website, too. And all that information is also on the league, right? Well, let's get into the personal nitty-gritty of the league here. You know, one of the questions, I always have my guests send me five questions. And one of the questions that Donna sent me that I thought was very interesting is, tell us you offering to help voters tell about the Sonoma County voters and how they influence your decisions. So talk about that. Why is that important for people to know?
Well, the league has always wanted to hear from our members and hear from the community about what they feel are important. So actually every February we have a member meeting where we talk about what should the league really be focused on. Of course, we hear from the national office. You know, the league is in every state. And I think in California, it's in most counties, there's a separate chapter. And so people want to hear what's important. What should the league be focused on? We always focus on making democracy work. So that's a given, that transparency and money out of politics. At one point, the league was starting to look at the Electoral College, but realized that was a huge issue to take on. But that those kind of things that we want to make sure that everyone has the right to vote. So that's really our main focus. But then beyond that, we look at climate change. We look at juvenile justice or other justice issues. Housing
and homelessness.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And this year we'll probably start looking at childcare a little bit because that's become a big issue. We, of course, like to focus on issues that are important to women, equality in wages and in jobs and things like that. So we've always had a woman's focus, reproductive rights, very important to us. But what we like is for our members to become a champion of one of these issues. And so they can then inform the board, like, this is important, or we should watch this board of supervisors discussion because this is going to affect those rulings.
You know, I'm really curious. You know, I know at one time that the league actually was responsible for all the debates, you know, and I've noticed since they're not responsible, I mean, give a woman a job and they're going to do it great. I'm sorry. I mean, I might be biased. You hear that, audience? I'm biased. But why did that stop, and how is there any way that we can bring that back again? Because it feels like the debates are more of a campaign advertisement or something. It doesn't feel like it used to feel.
Yeah, as when Therese was talking about the candidate forums that we're having and about how the questions have to be nonpartisan, they have to be non-attacking. That's how the league used to do the presidential debates. We had a lot of strict rules about that, and the candidates at one point, I think it was 1968 election, said, no, we want to do it this way, we want to do it that way. And the league said, no, if you're not going to follow our rules, then we don't want to be in charge anymore. So the league dropped out of that issue.
And the media got involved.
Yeah, that's
it's really
true.
it's kind of sad, you know. You think about it because it's so important, you know, especially being a citizen and voting and becoming well informed is more. I don't enjoy the debates anymore. It feels like there's more of attack of one another.
Exactly,
and that's very sad. It really is. Well, you know, there's so much that we can talk about, but I know that people can get involved. And like I told you before at the beginning of the show, is that I was a poll worker, so I understand. I understand the thing. So talk about how people can get involved. How they can get involved with the league itself, how if they want to get involved with the voting process and become a poll worker, how they can do that. And I believe there's a stipend involved, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, I think it's $150.
Oh, it went up?
Yeah, I think
it went up.
In order to attract it. Well, and of course now they have so many days. So they really need more poll workers because they're open so many more days. But Diva, when she spoke to our league, said they're doing a great job of getting people to sign up for that. So, but they still go on that website, the Register of Voters, to find out more about being a poll worker. We, you know, are a volunteer organization, all volunteers, no paid staff, and we rely on our members to do a lot of this work. There's easy ways to get involved. We have a wonderful book club that people can participate in, discuss issues. We have this observer corps where you could go to the Board of Supervisors or go to different meetings and keep us informed about what's going on. Teresa's committee, of course, with the candidate forums and the pros and cons. There's a lot to do there. And Teresa, you could talk about the high school program, too. We're really in need of volunteers there.
Yes. We've got teams that work on all these different areas. And one of the big areas that we are focused on because of the trends in voting is to look at the youth vote and encouraging youth education, registration, and voting. So we have launched programs focused on youth in high school in-classroom education. We work with the teachers in civics and government and bring forward half-hour sessions to teach students about voting and registering and what the parties mean. And I think this year alone we registered over 400 individuals, students. And so those are high school students. Sometimes they're not yet 18, so they can get pre-registered to vote. So that's very cool. Get them in the habit of voting early. The other program we're doing is called the League of Women Voters Elections Ambassador. And that is where we have league volunteers work with college-age students to become peer-to-peer voter registrars. So we have college students that work with other college students to bring them on board to register and to vote. So we just feel it's extremely important that we're reaching out to the youth population.
Oh, I had no idea. That is so empowering and so wonderful. I mean, especially registering 400 students who probably don't even know how important their vote is. I don't understand that.
We are finding the kids are more involved these years. You know, the whole reproductive rights thing has certainly made a lot more younger women involved in voting and realizing how important it is that they get involved. And so we've been very encouraged by going into the classrooms and talking to kids. And the amount of students or that age that didn't used to vote are now, that's increased tremendously, the amount of kids who are voting. I think it's 18 to 24, category.
I think what's so important about that is that that's their future.
Yep.
You know, is that we have to pay attention. You know, I always say our children are the future. We must never lose sight of that. And the best thing we can do for their future is to educate them and let them know what's going on. Yes. Well, ladies, I hate to say this, but we've come to the end of our segment. And any last words, anything that you'd like to share, anything personal, and whatever you feel is important.
Well, we appreciate you asking us to be here because we love to spread the word about the league because we do know we have a lot of information that people need in order to be informed voters. So we're very thankful to you.
And we're thankful for KBBF being 50 years bilingual community radio programming.
It's pretty amazing.
Community. It's awesome.
Actually, we're celebrating 11 years on the air this time, and 5 years way back when I was a young person.
Yeah.
In fact, it was amazing because I was working in Athena House at the time.
Oh, wonderful.
And they had a gentleman came in by the name of Joe. I don't remember his last name. At least I can pronounce it, Joe. Right? But anyway, he came into our meeting, and he said, anybody here do radio? And nobody raised their hand. And then I said, well, I have a question. I says, I was a journalism major. I got my AA in journalism. I says, and I used to do the sports announcements, you know, who won, and also any kind of information that they needed, the school needed, that I would announce. And so he asked me, he says, did you have a microphone in front of you? And I go, yeah. He says, well, come on down. And that's how I started.
Wow.
Women's Spaces. We started it with women's music. Remember in the 70s when all this women's music came out. So it's just amazing. Well, Donna and Tressa, I want to tell you how much I appreciate not only you being here and sharing all the information, but the fact that you're doing it and that you're such powerful women bringing forward so much information. And the most important thing that I've heard today is empowering us with civics and also empowering our youth by educating them about the importance of voting. So thank you so much.
Phenomenally.
Yes, phenomenal. Yes, yes, we are the phenomenal women here standing here. And thank you so much.
Thank
well,
you.
Folks,
thank you.
That's it for our show. You know, it's been an absolute delight, you know, to have these two women here. And a special thank you also to Diva Proto for coming on and informing us. And just she's just such a great resource for all of us, you know. And I, one of the things I know about the register of voting of voters is that when you call them on the phone, somebody actually answers and they will get the information for you. I called them. I wanted to know all the candidates and all the different things. And within a half hour, I had all that information on my computer. So I want to do a shout out for them. And a special thank you to the League of Women Voters for all they're doing and all the information that we've given you about the different Zooms that they're having. You just go to www.womenspaces.com. All the websites that they mentioned, all the information that they talked about will be there also. So thank you so much, ladies. Thank you so much for being here. You know, you've been listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz. And I need to say something at the end of the show. You know, this voting is so important, and not only voting, but paying attention to who you're voting for. And we have some pretty intense races here. I didn't realize that certain people were being that there are more than one candidate, and it's very, very important. And also support your local community radio stations. And if you have any announcements you want to make, birthdays, anniversaries, you know, a new birth, please email me at elainebholtz@gmail.com, and I'm so happy to announce it. You know, and next week we're going to have a special treat. You know, Ken and I will be reading our poem, Friends and Lovers for Valentine's. Anyway, this is Elaine B. Holtz, and you've been listening to Women's Spaces. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to being with you the next time.
Take you home now. The woman in your life, she can wait so easily. She knows everything you do because the woman in your life is you. Because the woman in your life, the woman in your life, the woman in your life is.
The previous Women's Spaces show was recorded on Monday, February 5th, 2024.